me sleep, and now I feel hungover and shitty. We were brought to a table next to three fat businesswomen who were laughing and prattling on about nothing. And not only are these blathering fatsoes having the time of their lives, they're doing it loudly. My head hurts and my fucking sinuses are blocked. I really wanted to pick up a baseball bat and smash one of their heads on the table like De Niro in The Untouchables. A nice solid clunk, the sound of a coconut being split open, followed by blood and brains all over the table and a stunned, uncomfortable silence. Since I'm basically a coward and can never find a bat when I need one, I enjoyed that thought for a few moments and giggled good-naturedly. I tend to be incredibly awkward at these lunches, and the fact that Lydia is very attractive doesn't help. Attempting to idiotically flirt with her is out of the question, as she's married to a 6'4" martial artist. Not to mention that as we're talking, I'm coughing and literally have snot leaking out of my nose. We must have been an enchanting sight. The hot blonde and the leaky-nosed, unshaven fatneck in the Comedy Cellar t-shirt. After about 10 minutes of mindless prattle from the sea lions at the next table, a tan bisexual waiter sashays over and takes our orders. We both get crab salads, which come in portions that a Somalian would laugh at. After finishing our shitty two-bite lunch, we begin talking about me possibly writing a book of some sort. When I refer to Lydia as my potential literary agent, I say potential not in reference to her willingness to work together, but in reference to my complete laziness. I love to write, but I don't do it often because I'm such a quick-fix junkie. I need a reaction now. One of the more satisfying things about stand-up is that I know within a second whether a joke is working or really shitting the bed. Writing a book, though, is another matter. I have nightmares about finishing it with a flare, getting hopeful, and selling 8 copies. There's nothing worse than managers and agents who want to tell you the project you've worked so hard on sucks gorilla cock, but can't. So they have to stand there and stammer on how the economy is tanking and people just aren't buying books from mediocre, sex-addicted comedians at this time. And I am addicted to sex. As I write this, I'm waiting for a massage girl to come over. I'm getting the 40-minute special, which I imagine will end with me wiping tadpoles off my stomach. I'm back. Not in some corny, wait 5 seconds and pretend way either. The massage girl came over and 30 minutes into it began jerking me off. She was using both hands and looked like she was trying to yank a turnip out of the ground. I asked if she'd do anything else and she said occasionally she does oral but couldn't do it with me because she didn't have a condom. Fast forward 3 minutes and $100 later, she's blowing me without a rubber. I know. What about AIDS? Look, I don't want AIDS any more than the next fella, but I suppose I'd rather catch it getting head from a cute 24-year-old than stepping on a dirty needle in Seaside Heights. It wasn't a bad Hummer, although I kind of wish her stupid teeth wouldn't have spent so much time scraping my helmet. Don't women know when they're doing that? If I get a piece of broccoli stuck in my teeth, it drives me nuts. How can you not tell when your molars are dragging over a spongy cockhead? The upside of the blowjob was that it was rather wet and sloppy, which pleases me. I like to look down and see a girl drooling on my dick like a retard eating ice cream cake. For some reason, I cannot finish this way with her. Probably because in the back of my mind, I'm picturing Groucho Marx chomping down on a cigar as she clumsily bobs up and down. I finally pick up the lube and start taking care of things myself and ask her, look, just lean over and lick my nipples, which she does with all the zeal of a kid going to the dentist. Quite an accurate comparison, as during this encounter I've said things like, open up, spit, and this will only hurt a little. To get myself off, I actually have to fantasize about another masseuse I see who gives better head. That should probably be an indication that you have a sexual problem. When you pay someone to blow you and can't shoot your load unless you think about someone else you paid to blow you, there really is something horribly lonely about that. So back to lunch. We finished up and talked a while over our cappuccinos. They were excellent, by the way, but the caffeine was so strong after 4 sips, I had to excuse myself because I honestly thought I might shit my pants. I walked like I was on stilts because bending my legs would have loosened the clench of my ass cheeks just enough to send shit tumbling out all over my socks. I came back to the table 20 minutes later and was embarrassed because she had to know I was shitting. I tried to make up some excuse about how my contacts were bugging me and I had to keep taking them out, which I hoped would explain away the time I was gone, but we both knew I had been shitting. It was written all over my face. I'd never really considered writing a book. A written book is something I'd love to have, but the time and effort it takes to actually write one is my sticking point. When I think back, though, my very first laughs as a young kid came from stories I wrote. I would always write purposefully funny things, then disingenuously act sheepish and